This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To move your mind into a place of motion. On the Good Day program, it's Friday. I'm Doug Steffen. Richard Fendt controls our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, all on board to figure out what's going on today, what may be of interest and import to you, starting with the President of the United States. Dun, 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 dun. Changes are coming. President Obama, ready to act on immigration reform all by his lonesome. Now, I don't quite understand. Yesterday, the news conference was in Myanmar. Anybody know where Myanmar is?
Somewhere in Asia.
Mm-hmm. Could That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Circle gets a square.
Near China.
Near China?
Near China.
Wow, that's cool. Anybody want to give me a better location? Kenny, usually pretty good at pinpointing things like this.
Between India and Thailand, Southeast Asia.
It's a very small...
123 degrees west, sir.
It's right near Laos.
It's near Laos.
And
Cambodia.
Oh, I prefer Home Depot,
Bengal.
But Laos is okay.
Just below Bangladesh.
Yep, there it is. He had a press conference with a Nobel Peace Prize winner named Aung San Suu Kyi. Hmm. Want to do that again? Aung San Suu Kyi.
Myanmar is actually bigger than I thought it would be.
Really? How
it's
big
bigger
is it?
Than Thailand. It's bigger than Cambodia. It's bigger than Vietnam.
Right.
It's bigger than Bangladesh.
It's very big, Rich. Obama encouraging Congress to act on immigration reform. Why is he having that conversation in Myanmar? Why doesn't he wait until he gets back here? Why is that? Does that come up?
You know, it's probably safer for him to discuss everything in Myanmar, actually. He's not very popular around here, so people throw things.
I think I heard he was going to extend his stay for another month or so.
Yeah.
In Myanmar.
Take a nice vacation.
What did he say, though, yesterday? If he was president of Myanmar, I think I saw something here. Anybody see that? If I'm president of Myanmar, and I don't remember what he said after that, but it was kind of silly. Whatever it is. It was tongue-in-cheek stuff. And then there were people who said, hey, yeah, why don't you stay there, what Jennifer is saying. Yeah, why don't you stick around there?
I hear it's beautiful this time of year. Come on.
Yeah, there we go. How many people have heard the story of the loose tiger near Disneyland in Paris? Pierre,
now,
would you like to give us a report?
That's not very nice to call her loose. Come on.
A loose tiger?
Tell us the women in
Paris
are loose.
That's the story.
The
I want
tigers,
to know.
The monkeys, the women, everybody is loose.
She's wearing a can-can suit? Come on.
Really? A tiger in a can-can suit? How do you do the can-can? What does it sound like when you do the can-can? That's how
the gila.
That's how
the gila.
Nice job, Jennifer.
That's how I do the can-can with my Jewish friends, all right?
You do the can-can with your Jewish friends. Okay, that makes sense. All right, meanwhile, back to our reporter on the scene, Paris. Parisian Pierre. So, Pierre, what's the story with this? What's the story behind the story?
What she said. Also, the women's are loose in Paris. Everybody is loose. The men, the women.
Right.
You come to Paris, you will be loose, too.
Pierre, are you going to tell a tiger in a can-can costume that he can't? No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. You tell the tiger he could do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. You are the tiger, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the lion. I have a lioness who's with me. I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't have any. Well, never mind. Let's keep going here.
Yeah, good idea.
The House of Representatives. They're doing their job. They've all returned to Washington. They're going to vote today on the Keystone Pipeline, whether to do or not to do. That is the question. I'm surprised, Kenny, there isn't much more conversation about this, because I think this is a good conversation to be having. That's just me. I'm Doug Steffen. What do I know? Maybe everybody else has something else on their mind. Immigration is an important story, yes. But the pipeline brings the oil to places it needs to go. It's been sort of an environmental hoo-ha, but the Democrats have thrown up the white flag. The Republicans say this is our idea. So the wild card here is whether or not Obama will sign the bill. I'm wondering if he'll do it just to make sure that Mary Landrieu gets a seat in the Senate again, because that still hasn't been decided, right? Is there a decision? They're having a runoff election. Aren't they in Louisiana?
Yeah, I think it's the first week in December, I think.
Yeah. So you got to get this passed. Democrats are pushing to get it passed. Not that they're going to get anywhere. They're still going to be out 52, but it'll make it 53 if she loses to the Republican, right? So this is going to look like, I'm a leader. I've saved the day. Look at all these jobs in Louisiana that I'm going to create. Meanwhile, her biggest problem, the reason it's so close is because she doesn't live in Louisiana anymore. She lists her mother and father's house as her address. That's how it is.
The president, while in Myanmar yesterday.
Yes, Rich.
Says, understand what this project is, providing the ability for Canada to pump their oil, send it through our land down to the Gulf, where it will be sold everywhere else. It doesn't have an impact on U.S. gas prices.
So that would be veto.
That would be a veto.
Sounds like a veto to me.
My Republican friends really want to focus on what's good for the American people in terms of job creation and lower energy costs. We should be engaging in a conversation about what we are going to do to produce more homegrown energy.
Really?
Okay, I'm happy to have that conversation, he said.
Can I tell you what bothers me about what he just said?
Richie or the president?
The president. Uh-huh. But I hate, and I know hate's a strong word.
It's a horrible
when people
word.
Say, my Republican friends, when you know that you don't have any Republican friends, dude. Nobody, who are you talking about? You know, give me a break. Oh, that drives me nuts.
All right.
My friends on the left will say.
Meanwhile, a couple of more hearings in Washington yesterday. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says, in the near term, our military aims in Syria are limited to isolating and destroying the enemy. Unfortunately, though, we apparently are not doing very much of that, because all of the people now that are leaders of these groups are, as a matter of fact, the fellow who's the head of ISIS sort of did a na-na-na-na-na, right? Didn't he?
Yeah, I think his quote was, miss me, now you have to kiss me. I think
right.
That was that.
That's Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, caused the U.S.-led coalition terrified, weak, powerless, a failure. The analysts believe the audio is authentic.
Those are just my good points.
This comes after last weekend when the Americans said that they got al-Baghdadi, that he might have been hitting airstrikes. So if you're not up to speed yet, ISIS is going to start minting its own money. So if you're going to have an Islamic State, right, you got to have your own money. Not going to have any value, but...
Yeah, who do you think's going to use it?
ISIS and Bitcoin.
Right.
And they had a big powwow, Richie, with Al-Qaeda. Leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda got together to sort of discuss their differences. How many Americans do you want to kill? How many Europeans do you want to behead? That all was settled, and now they're going to work with each other to get rid of the influence of the West. We're bad guys, and they're going to get us. Meanwhile, my theory on this, popular or not, is that it's the same as Puke and Putin and his flying planes around all over the place. Headlines here, there, and everywhere get people scared. So we'll spend more money on defense. The military-industrial chapter of our society will make more planes, more guns, more armaments. They'll make lots of money. Who do you think's going to blow up? But all this discussion this week about the nukes in Iran and what we get to make things. I mean, this is all a show. You think that these people are really stupid enough? The problem is that the smart people who develop all this stuff and have these conversations back and forth can't control if some nutbag like a member of ISIS gets a hold of some nuclear device and then uses it. That's really what the problem is. And the more of these we make because we rattle sabers, you think this is responsible thinking on the part of our leadership? Make more bombs. Make more armaments so that
Eventually, I mean, if we had, let's God forbid, we had some nuclear stuff over in Iraq. Those guys are the biggest cowards in the... Look at 700 of them yesterday, threw their arms down and ran away. Right?
Yep.
So if we are silly enough, I mean, this is movie stuff, but yet it's plausible. Could happen. Somebody get a hold of these weapons like in a James Bond movie. And wasn't that movie with George Clooney and where he had to disarm? Remember that? That's actually a pretty good movie. He was, and who's the Australian actress with the high forehead?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman was in that with him. And that was, that was a story that's a good movie, but also plausible. Some of these nutcakes can get a hold of this stuff, because if they can get into the White House, there's another one. You like that hearing yesterday? How many times has the fence been jumped since Obama's been president? It was 60 or something, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
60 times. This guy got into the White House because the Secret Service guy on duty was watching, was on the internet or something in his truck.
Look, Honey Boo Boo was on. I understand, but come on.
It's laughable, but yet it isn't. He was in the White House. All he did was jump over the fence and stroll into the back door, walking around, because the guy in supposedly in charge of that sector was, in essence, out to lunch. One hopes he doesn't still have his job. One hopes that's the case. Mm-hmm. 18 past the hour. This is Good Day.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
You figure out yet? Let's see how fast the smart thinkers are. One hit wonder contest time on Good Day. This is easy?
Oh, this is way
easy. Song is Life is a Highway. Canadian born singer songwriter. Crank it up, Richie. One day, next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a breath I breathe. Love is so around me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate.
Yep, phone's ringing already. Get on it, people.
888-302-3684 if you'd like to win a CD full of one-hit wonder songs. That's the prize we give to the winners of our daily one-hit wonder contest. One of the things, it's a simple little thing that we just came up with on the spur of the moment. I think Bob came up with the idea, didn't he? Or Richie, did you come up with the idea?
No, I think it was Bob.
It was Bob, okay. So
if you like it, I came up with it.
Okay, sure. Jennifer came up with it. Yeah. And in fact, probably Kenny, who never takes credit for anything, probably came up with the idea. Anyway, this song is the subject matter of our next few moments as you listen to it. Can you tell us who the singer is for the prize?
Oh, and you know what? We got a little bit of a trap here.
Ah, that's good.
We're catching people already.
We like those traps.
Some of you have it right. Some of you have the remake.
Mm. Yeah, that's the one I know.
I know.
Will you modify your microphone volume a little bit because I need a new eardrum?
I can do that. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Wow, look at that.
Much better. All right, anyway, let me tell you a little more about this song and the artist that only had one hit.
No, no, no.
What? No, 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 what?
Oh, no, he had two.
Not in. How do you have two and he's on a one
as,
wonder list?
As part of another band, he had a little song called Lunatic Friend.
Okay. So, but we're looking at him as an entity unto himself.
Correct.
Right? So this is the song that topped the hit music charts.
It was part of a band called Red Rider.
Red Rider. Red Rider, Red Rider. Anyway, this was the number one song during this week in 1991. Call us now if you know who it is that's singing it. 888-302-3684. His dad was a Bush pilot. No, he didn't work for the Bushes. He was a Bush pilot in Manitoba, Canada. At the age of 11, he sold a train set to buy his first guitar. In the 70s, he sang in folk clubs across Canada, but eventually made his way to L.A.
to score B Motion Pictures, write the music for the B Motion Pictures. He didn't make a steady income at that, so he went back to Canada, started driving a taxi cab, continuing to sing, become a household name in Canada. But he didn't hit it big in the U.S. until this week in 99 with Life is a Highway. 888-302-3684. In 2006, another recording of this, and I'm not going to tell you who it was, became a top 10 hit. Once again, the song did. He was inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame. Never had another top pop single by himself here in America. So who is this? Crank it up, Richie. Is a highway. Good philosophy, it is.
Big song from the Cars movie.
Oh, was it?
You know what?
The one that you talked here, you brought your son to.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Every kid loves this movie and knows this song because of that movie. But I cannot remember, Jennifer, you tell me whether this was the version used in it or whether the remake was the version.
It was the remake.
Let's go. Matt is in Snow Hill. Matt, what's the name of the group doing this?
It's Tom Cochrane.
Recently you thought it was somebody else, though, right?
Yes, I did.
Who'd you think it was earlier?
I thought it was Rascal Flatts was the first thing came to
head.
That was
the track. Right. So it is Tom Cochrane.
Yep, Tom Cochrane is the man. So we got all these people, but you were the one with the right answer, so you get the prize. And that's a cool thing. We'll send you a CD with a whole bunch of one-hit wonders on it. If you hold on for a second, I think Michael will probably be happy to talk to you. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I have a book, Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than krill oil. Just wonderful. These folks assure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-3.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here it is, GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Slogan from one of those magic music stations, making your weekend last longer.
On the coast.
On the coast. So I went to a dinner the other night with some of my old colleagues from WJIB in Boston, which was the number one station when I was on. It was so atypical. It's where I learned how to be an announcer. In fact, when I was in my early 20s, station, it was a beautiful music station.
Wow.
WJIB Boston.
I could see you doing beautiful music now.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be good at it.
Give up.
Think about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. Richie wants to know where I go with every break.
I do, too. Huh? Very
really?
Curious, because you never sit with us. You're always
every
gone.
Every single commercial break, he is gone for the whole commercial break.
I think you have a
like
secret
every
life
second
spy.
Of it.
No, I went to put the rubbish out and put the dishwasher
on. The what?
The rubbish.
The rubbish.
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 It's rubbish day. So that's what I did. This is pretty important stuff and pretty compelling for people who want to know what's going on in the world.
Do you have trash day, too?
Yeah, trash day.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. All right, Rich McFadden, fascinated with the trash. Jennifer Horn also likes trash, but a different kind.
I dig through it.
And Kenny Kessler is here to sift through all of the nuances of our conversation. Mr. Hagel, who is the Secretary of Defense, is trying, and this is not really his fault, he's trying to defend, I don't know if defend is the right word, but explain and then fix problems that would not have come to the surface had at least one news organization not been doing its job. This is refreshing in a sense because we don't have a lot of good reporting anymore, a lot of people digging around to find the story behind the story. But this week the Associated Press revealed that there are magnanimous problems. Is that a good word for this? Huge problems in the management of our nuclear force, our nuclear facilities, our nuclear the weaponry that we have. And this sort of piles on. I don't want this to sound like I'm piling on, but I do think the point I made earlier several times hopefully comes to roost when you sort of wrap it all around this. We don't really have a good job. I mean, we don't have a, we're not doing a good job managing the security of our nuclear weaponry.
Oh.
And these problems have affected morale and basically the security and safety of our country. Wasn't it, a couple guys got fired because they were asleep?
The Air Force has had problems over
the
last
job?
2 or 3 years.
And cheating on tests and
the,
things.
Right, the test cheating. I mean, yeah. They've had some of the higher-ups in the Air Force get fired because of this.
Right. Well, anyway, Hagel says we've got to fix that, but he didn't say we had to fix it until after the Associated Press
caught him.
Revealed what the problem was. So, I don't know, do we give him at least some kind of respect? Is it due? But it just, as I said, this piles on to all the other stuff about the Russians sending planes to the Mediterranean and the problems with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and wherever. It's just everywhere you take a look, it is war or problems with armor. It's too much. And if you boil it all down, the only ones who, and I said this earlier, whether you do, I don't know whether there's any comment to this or not, Kenny, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, whether, in fact, the people who run these armament companies, these men, they're international corporations, many of them. You don't think that the Russian guys that build weaponry talk to the American guys who build weaponry and the Chinese guys who build weaponry, the people who make cars talk to each other? So why not the people who make armaments talk to each other? Hey, how can we stir up the pot so everybody can make some more money? You don't think that's possible? Come on. If you don't, you're kidding yourself. Any comments on any of that stuff, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show?
Not yet.
What the heck are you waiting for?
Give him time. Come on.
Right.
Well, since you brought it up, I will mention this because since somebody posted about it, there could be others who have misinterpreted something that you said. Mitch didn't like your comment about Raytheon supporting ISIS.
Really? And he didn't like it because?
He said, Doug, the comment about Raytheon supporting ISIS was way over the line. Really? The city of Tucson is going to remember that one.
Really? That sounds like a threat. You're going to remember it because what? Because I said something that you were troubled by?
Well, let's see if Raytheon has a big presence in Tucson.
Well, they probably do have a factory there. That's why they.
Right. No one wants to believe that American companies would want to profit by joining forces with our enemies. I don't think anybody wants to believe that. So
no, but is it possible? I'm not saying I want
to
believe it either. But is it possible? All I'm trying to do, sir, is get you to think about the positive. If you're so insulated or isolated, you don't think those things are possible, I think you're very much you're kidding yourself. I think these people are capable of almost anything. Almost anything.
We watched 24. We know what happens.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Except wiping themselves out. So, anyway, but this is all subject to scrutiny or subject to your point of view versus my point of view. I don't get any bread and not any butter from Raytheon, and so maybe if I did, I might not say what I just did. Might not have. Didn't mean it isn't true. If you work at Raytheon, cool. Great. I didn't say it was a bad company. Never heard me say that. They have a lot of plants all around Massachusetts where I am. A lot of people work there. But that doesn't say if you're working there to make whatever it is that they make, that doesn't mean you're responsible for whatever deals are made with the Chinese or the Russians or whomever. You're not making those deals. The people at the top are making those deals.
Great friend of mine works at Raytheon.
Yeah.
Yuri.
Yuri.
Good.
Hi, Yuri.
Yuri. Good. Okay. Well, whatever. Thank you, Rich. So do I need to stick with that? I think that's a good comment. I'm happy the man expressed himself. I want people to say that because I want you to think about if you think that it's totally impossible for the leaders of companies like Raytheon. I'm just saying. I mentioned Lockheed Martin. There are a dozen other people that are part of the military, big time military industrial complex folks. You think they don't talk to or work with? It's the same as it's most. The preposterous thing here is the leaders of governments. We don't like Putin. No, we don't. And obviously, Obama doesn't like him. But you got to deal with him in one way or another. And there are deals. If you don't think those guys make deals, come on. Okay, next, the Comet spacecraft. Yesterday, we were all Hooray for technology. Hooray for intelligence. Hooray for the fact that we had the ability to send this washing machine out into space and have it land on, in essence, a pinhead. 10 years ago, they sent this thing up. Now, the problem is the battery may go dead because when the lander actually landed on the comet, which is basically an asteroid, a space rock, it landed on the wrong side. It's on a cliff that's blocking sunlight into its solar panels, and that's how it gets its power. So all of this, we may have learned a lot from it. Mm-hmm. But
did they not take it into account, or did they just not think it would be a possibility?
It's amazing they hit this thing at all.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the positive side of this is what you look at. I don't think.
Okay, so it only lasts for 3 days or 4 days, and then the whole thing goes bust.
Right,
you did it.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's the way
it looks. Did you hear the French guy, the French representative from the European Space Commission or whatever?
Can we get Pierre to give us that?
This is the best thing ever. Uh-huh. We are the best space. People will never forget this.
Okay.
So this probe is just going to die on this comet?
Apparently.
Can you imagine if an asteroid hit the Earth and we went to see it and there was some metal washing machine thing on it?
Whoopsie.
It's going to be a gift for somebody.
There you go.
In case, we're subject to something trying to crash into Earth, like in Armageddon, we can stop it now. That's right.
I don't know whether this thing moves, but
Bruce
it appears
Willis
to be up against some hard wall. So.
Yeah, you put a bomb on it and blow it up.
Wasn't Ben Affleck? He was the hero of that movie, right?
He sure was. He and Bruce Willis, yeah.
It wasn't the guy who's on HBO in that movie? He's New Jersey. What's the name of that movie? I mean, the thing on HBO that's so violent. The actor that's ugly. Come on.
All those shows.
No.
This thing's getting 1.5 hours of illumination a day.
Yeah. But, beyond that, Richie, I'm trying to figure out who the guy is. That's who's
you know,
the
you're never going to figure it out. So let's move
on. No. I am.
Is it Jimmy?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. See, you figured it out. Hey, I'm never going to figure it out. Thank you for your support.
Well, he hasn't been on HBO for
What's the name of that?
Oh no, he's on that other show now.
Yeah,
Boardwalk. Boardwalk.
Doug, you know what you should do? You should spend a few minutes and go to YouTube and look up the video about the. What is it? The 100 deaths of Steve Buscemi?
I have I've not seen it, but I've heard a lot about it.
It is unbelievably violent how many times he's died in any kind of... you would curl up into a fetal position and start crying if you watched it.
What I'm more concerned with is that it took four of us to think of Steve Buscemi's name. Nobody else is concerned about that? How many good day crew does it take to think of a name?
Huh. All right. Speaking of how many of the good day crew wants to know what's going on, Elizabeth Hasselbeck is back.
Don't ruin it. I'm not going to ruin it.
I'm going to set it up. It's called pre-promotion.
Took one of my stories earlier.
What'd I take?
James Franco. No, what's his name? Oh, my gosh. Come on. The guy.
We're all
the
suffering
guy.
Who?
Oh.
Moving on.
Yeah. Jennifer, we'll forget the television report in a moment.
James Gandolfini. Thank
I'm
you.
Here. We're not going back to that story.
No, but I'm saying that 16, ruined it.
16 before the hour on Good Day.
This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m.
I'm coming home to you.
And take an extra 20% off all toys. Already 10 to 50% off. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. This Saturday at Kohl's Super Saturday. Plus, introducing Yes to You rewards. Gifts for them, points for you. No matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Every minute, a woman dies from heart disease, and heart disease kills more women in the U.S. than all cancers combined. New survey data shows that an alarming 45% of women don't know it's their number one killer. And few women can name a woman with heart disease. Barbara Streisand and Ronald O. Perlman have announced a new campaign to fight the lady killer. A campaign of the Women's Heart Alliance. Here's Dr. Holly Anderson, medical advisor to the Alliance.
Lack of awareness, communication, and personalization of women's heart disease is a deadly combination. This campaign will encourage all women and those who love them to start talking and taking action against this killer.
The Fight the Lady Killer campaign encourages women to talk to their healthcare providers and empower them with a single, meaningful action they can take. Hashtag Get Heart Checked. The Women's Heart Alliance has also teamed up with Academy and Grammy Award winner Jennifer Hudson for a powerful PSA to highlight the dangers of heart disease in women. For more information and to view the PSA, please visit fighttheladykiller.org. I'm Steve Anwart reporting.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or guitarcenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I did. I'd been putting off getting life insurance, but then my best friend's husband died. I saw her struggle emotionally and financially, so I called AIG Direct. I was shocked to find a $250,000 policy for under $14 a month.
Call now for a free no-obligation quote and save up to 70%.
1-800-767-9241. That's 1-800-767-9241.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 57 channels and nothing on. We're all
outraged,
hepped up about the latest news from the television world, including what happened to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. What's the story, Jen?
Well, it was a big mystery. She kind of disappeared from Fox and Friends for a month. They said she was having surgery, but then they never really talked about it again. Well, she returned this morning after taking a month off. She said she had a bit of a scare, and she said, but it was a blessing of it not being cancer. I guess she had a tumor in her abdomen. She said her doctor said, you get it out by the end of the month. We don't like how it looks. So she had a scary week when she didn't know what the results were, but she said, quote, I'm okay. Everything came back okay. Surgery's not fun, but it's necessary to find out if you have something really terrible. So not cancerous tumor, but some recovery time. She said thank you to Roger Ailes and the entire Fox family for treating her like family the entire way.
So what'd she have? What was her problem?
It was a tumor in her abdomen, but it was not cancerous.
Oh, okay.
I said she had to get it pulled out.
Sure.
What is kind of funny is they brought her a cake, and so Steve Doocy announced that it was from the Cake Boss, who we're going to talk about here in a minute, and Brian Kilmeade says, thank you, Cake Boss, wherever you are. The reason he said that is because New York City prosecutors have charged the Cake Boss, Buddy Valestro, with 3 misdemeanor counts of drunken driving. It's his first offense. He should probably be okay. The shocker of the story is he's 37. He looks like he's about 57 to me, which is sad. Now, Mama June. We remember Mama June from Honey Boo Boo.
Yuck.
She's on the talk show circuit trying to clean up her image, and I don't know how she did. I caught a little bit of it on Entertainment Tonight. Basically, she admitted that not only is she says she's not dating Mark McDaniel, but she did acknowledge that he is a child molester who went to jail for molesting her daughter, Anna. She also admitted that the father of her 2 older daughters, Pumpkin and Jessica, also a child molester who was caught on To Catch a Predator in 2005 and is currently serving time at the Wheeler Correctional Facility in Alamo, Georgia for that conviction.
What does it say that this woman had a TV show that people actually watched?
And, well, here's the thing. Like, Rich, she seemed like a good mom. I don't know what the deal is.
Really?
Did she admit it? Yeah. I mean, on the show, she seemed like, you know, she kind of had it together. And it surprises me and bums me out a little bit to hear all this stuff. She did admit to losing her virginity at age 12.
Oh, my God.
And that she always had this, like,
well, I don't want to talk. Come on, can we do something else other than this? What about the blacklist? Is that
you are so rude.
I know, but I think that story is a horrible story. I think the whole thing, the whole Honey Boo Boo thing, is a horror show.
Well, Ron Perlman is bringing anarchy to the blacklist. The actor has signed on to play the drama's next mega criminal when it returns February 1st, right behind the
Super Bowl. Now, that's good news. Don't you think that's good news?
Yeah, of course.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
He'll be good on that.
Nick Cannon hosting Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous that's being revived.
Yeah.
Where is this guy coming from?
He's got a lot of great hosting gigs. You know, he does the America's Got Talent. This is a big one for him.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Stephen, good day. Program. Whoops, I'm sorry, Richie. I stepped on the man. Trying to do that again?
The ding announcer. Let him get his ding announcement in.
Yeah, okay.
Get away? Ding.
Okay. If you would like to get away, I saw something interesting on the Virgin website. They sent me an email, said I could buy 50%. I could get they're going to take Meredith away for a weekend. It's only a 10-day thing. 50% off everything. But yet, you go to their website, and I challenge anybody to figure out how to do that. I'll see if Tom Parsons can explain that in other ways, as you can save some money on holiday travel. Not next year on Good Day.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday and beautiful prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or guitarcenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Mouse bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
Hi, Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. So, yesterday in my email, I'm guessing I'm not the only one because Virgin America is getting to be a fairly popular airline, and I've flown them here and there, and I belong to most of the airline clubs, if you will, so they can see what's going on, even though I fly American most of the time. So, Virgin says, save 50% on any fare. All right, so I might. I think maybe I'll take Meredith someplace for a weekend. And I try to go from A to B to C to D. So I'm looking at the dates that I could go, how much the price was, and then I try to figure out how to get the 50%. I challenge anybody who is intelligent, I think I'm pretty intelligent, to figure out how to do this unless you've done it a lot. They don't give you any explanation. They just give you the promo code, and then you're on your own. So you just said to me, well, this is what you have to do. I got to call you up in order to book some online? That's what Virgin wants me to do? Call Tom Parsons and figure out how to book online.
You can call me until the cows come in. You'll probably get one of my girls,
right?
But, or guys. But no, we get a lot of promos with Virgin, and you might get a special one. But but you just can't. In most cases, point to point, not 4 points. So if you're trying to go from Boston to L.A. or Boston to San Francisco, then you should be able to pull off that pretty easily.
Bottom line, as Tom said, once you start booking your fare, there's a place to put your promo code in.
You got
to
know that.
Doug never tried to start booking anything, so he never saw where the promo code
was. I'm looking for the price. I want to know what the price is before I book it.
I know, that's terrible, too. Yeah. I mean, ever since they revamped that, it's driven me crazy. Like their old website was much better, but, everybody's doing the new and improved.
Mm-hmm.
Drive me crazy website, sort of like these child-proof safety locks, on drugs and medicine caps.
All right, how can we save on holiday travel? Less than 2 weeks till Thanksgiving?
Well, the good news is the airlines are waiving the advance purchase. The bad news...
That must mean that people are not booking. They wouldn't be waiving advance purchase if the planes were full.
We see this pretty often, but what they'll do is they'll take the standard 21 days. They're still just trying to fill up those planes. The Monday is before Thanksgiving, maybe the Sunday before Thanksgiving still may have some empty seats. Coming back the Thursday or the Friday, too, will have some empty seats. We still find the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the Sunday after, you may not find too much luck, or you'll pay a little bit more. But I do think the airlines are, the prices are going to be up a little bit higher. For sure, but I think right now, as we get closer in, matter of fact, this week it's 7 days advance for a 21-day of airfare. I think by next week it'll be down to 3 days or 0 day advance purchase. So they're just trying to get anybody that wants to fly and maybe pay some outrageous airfare that still may be there to be able to fly still. So
all right. So did I make a mistake by booking my trip to Los Angeles for Christmas too early? I booked it already. Would it have been cheaper?
I think you did fine, because here's the next thing. Getting those seats without paying an arm and a leg for those premium seats is going to kill you, too.
Yeah,
if you want to sit together with somebody, then
I do want to sit together with somebody. Yes, I do. All right. That takes care of that. I'm sitting together, but it's very expensive to sit together. The whole hands contact of living. Tom Parsons, check out.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.